Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today, as always. And, of course, Utahns are passionate about the unique and incredible outdoor spaces that can be found throughout the Beehive State, throughout the Mountain West. Protecting those spaces of natural wonder is critically important, as well as improving access so that more people can share in the benefits of exploring the great outdoors and figuring out the balance point in all of that. Having an and conversation rather than the fake fight and the false choice. And someone who's been in the middle of making sure we get to those conversations is Representative John Curtis, representative of Utah's 3rd Congressional District, of course, and recently passed in the House the Explore Act that gets into a lot of these places and spaces. And he joins us on the line from our nation's capital to talk about it. And Representative Curtis, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Boyd. Great to be with you, and what a fun topic.
Yeah, this is one of those that there is no bloodletting. There is no there is no pejorative-laced intro to this one. But let's get into this, because to me this one is important. It is one that could be polarizing when some people look at it in terms of protection or climate change or protecting the lands and so on. I think the approach to this is really crucial, and I know there's actually 4 bills kind of put together into the package here in terms of the Explore Act, but walk us through that.
Well, thank you. At a top line, these bills all target more access, better access, affordable access to our outdoors, and also encouraging to buy more, not just our popular places that we're loving to death, but dispersing that throughout the other wonderful assets that we have, not just in our state, but across the country. There's a lot to like here for everybody, from our tour guides, who we're making permitting easier for them and less expensive, to those who go out on their own and worry about safety. We're working on broadband so we can communicate with emergency responders. Everything top to bottom, it's just a really good act. And as you say, it's something that everybody can get their arms around and be pleased that we're doing.
Yeah, well, let's unpack it just a little bit in terms of some of the specifics. This is I love this too, the fact that it was bipartisan, bicameral. So there aren't a lot of things going on where we can say, look, we got both sides of the aisle and both chambers of Congress coming together around this. And so let's start with just that access component to it, because I think that's an important element to all of this.
Yeah, and one of those access points is there are a host of small businesses in Utah who take groups into the outdoors, and thank goodness they do, because a lot of people don't know where to go, and particularly coming from out of state, don't know how to do it safely. And so from a permitting process, this streamlines the permitting of that and also reduces the fees for people. And then another important thing as far as access that I think it's important is It creates innovative models to encourage the public recreation in our less traveled areas. And as I mentioned, you know, it's not hard to see how we're loving our popular areas to death, but it helps with the access and the knowledge of less traveled areas.
Yeah, and I think that's an important component that, as you say, some of these things we're loving to death. We've got too many things, and so dispersing that, spreading that out, and we have so many areas that could be developed in that way, I think is a crucial component to that. You also have the Connect Our Parks Act, which is part of this whole package of bills, really in terms of safety and security and broadband service. How did we work there?
The national parks to provide broadband service, which is, as you just mentioned, you know, on the one hand, a lot of us like to go to these places to unplug and to get away. But from time to time, for emergency services or finding, you know, our lost kids or things like that, it would be really helpful to have that communications available. So it directs our parks to put in that type of communications throughout their parks. Huge safety component. And I'm sure most of your listeners have never run into a problem outdoors, but there are a lot of people that do. And so that's an important safety component, I think, into this bill as well.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just for people like me who just need the oxygen tank or someone to come pick me up because I can't make it back.
Ah, come on, boy. Not you. We know that. But there are some, right?
Also talk to us a little bit about biking, kind of the long distance trails, which is a newer component to some of the things there in our national parks.
you know, and I'm really pleased. This was a bipartisan originally bill with Representative Neguse, a Democrat out of Colorado. Our districts are actually very similar. And this bill helps us identify what we call long distance bike trails. And so it expands the mapping resources on these trails and makes them more accessible to people. And I'm someone who, I'll tell you what, if you said, what is your ideal vacation? I would hop on a bike and go on a long distance trail with my wife and enjoy, you know, not just a short, quick little bike ride, but a multi-day ride. And it helps us identify those and map those around the country.
Yeah, there's two other components I want to get to that I think are really important and often get lost in some of the bigger headline components. One is this, the kind of the gateway communities that we often don't think about, kind of the ebbs and flows, housing. Talk to us a little bit about that. And then I also want you to touch, because there's also a component within this bill about accessibility for those with disabilities or who have a hard time making that access.
Exactly. So both of those are really good points. And if you think about particularly our national parks, these gateway communities, imagine being in one of these communities with just a few residents paying property tax and things like that, and yet having the swarms of people come through them. So it supports these communities with dealing with housing shortages, parking and infrastructure, and some of the overcrowding issues. And then, as you mentioned, another component is we want to make sure that these beautiful locations are available to everybody. And sometimes we overlook our those with disabilities. So this creates new accessibility trails and recreational opportunities in our public lands for those with disabilities. And what a home run that is and how important that is to just make sure everybody can use these beautiful resources.
Well, this is one of the positive things that we see going back in our nation's capital. These are not the things that always get talked about because they're not the clickbaity headline kinds of things, but they do matter for us, especially here in the state of Utah. And I want to throw one last component in because this one matters to me as a grandpa, and that is the fact that we had the announcement today that American Airlines will be having flights from Provo to Dallas-Fort Worth. That matters because five of my grandchildren are just outside of Dallas. And I know that's something you worked on as a mayor and things you've continued to do in Congress.
I'll tell you, so exciting, that announcement today. And listen, I love the Salt Lake Airport. I spend a lot of time there. I know Ogden's got an important airport. But this is an out-of-the-park hit for Provo Airport. And one of the reasons is the airlines they have right now, I love them, but they don't work well for connections. And this will allow people to use the Provo Airport to go not to just to Dallas-Fort Worth and Phoenix, but then connect for around the world and around the United States. And first of all, it's hard to believe you have five grandkids.
I actually have nine, but just five of them are in Texas.
in one spot. So I tell you what, this means Boyd's going to be traveling down to Provo. And when you do come by, and I'll show you one of our amazing restaurants in downtown Provo. You see that hidden pitch I've got in there for Provo.
There you go. Fantastic. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a really important economic development and a quality of life development for the Utah Valley.
Yeah, no question about it. And those of us who live in Utah Valley, I think the loudest cheer may have come from my wife, Debbie, who will be probably the first one on the first flight in October heading down to Dallas to see the grandkids. So,
oh, I love it. She might see me on the flight.
All right, good stuff. Well, before I let you go, give us one thing we ought to be watching for as we watch Congress in the week ahead.
Well, this size issue, and you know, this is interesting, Boyd, you and I, we probably had to talk like a whole hour about this at some point. It's a question I've not had once in, and as you know, I'm doing dozens of town hall meetings. It's kind of into the weeds, and it's hard for people to understand, but it is a very critical issue. It tries to balance our national security with our privacy, and we're really conflicted back here in finding that balance between where do we let government agencies look into our lives to protect us, and at what point have they crossed a line and they're now getting into our privacy? And it's a brutal conversation back here. For you talk about when we started this, like sometimes it just doesn't look like there's a good choice. And we're being torn, those of us who are being asked to vote on this, between those two very important things that we're trying to balance. So I'd tell your listeners to watch that. There'll be some movement on it this week, and it very likely will go into next. And then once that's done, the speaker's promised to turn to the funding of Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. And as you well know, that's also a tough issue back here. So lots to talk about, and I hope I get back on and would love to explore those with you and your listeners.
Yeah, no question. No easy days back there in our nation's capital right now. And this FISA question, I think the approach that you're taking in terms of the "and" question, that it's not either or. It's not national security or privacy. There's a way to get to that and those who are willing to have the "and" conversation will get us to a better spot from a policy standpoint. Representative John Curtis, representing Utah's 3rd Congressional District, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Boyd.
All right, we'll step aside for some bottom-of-the-hour news. More Inside Sources coming up next on KSL News Radio. Stick around.